Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm where I am, which is in the Hampton Roads region of Virginia, over on the Eastern Shore, pretty darn near the, I guess it's the Elizabeth River. I think that's what the name of the river is here. Somebody who knows all about that is our next guest, Ron Ritter, is the Senior Vice President of Earl Industries, which is a shipyard. And he's also vice chair. He's a volunteer at the Chamber of Commerce here at Hampton Roads, a vice chair of the Small Business Division, and is very much involved in the Small Business Development Center, which is in this area is part of the Chamber of Commerce, which I think is a great model. Ron Ritter, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Quickly, tell us about Earl Industries.
Well, Earl Industries is a shipyard, as you mentioned. We fix, this area of Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake. This is the largest concentration of naval vessels in the world. It's the largest naval port in the world. So the U.S. Navy has a huge presence here, and what we do is we provide repairs and maintenance and modernization to those ships in our shipyard. And we have about 500 employees here and about 900 nationwide.
And congratulations, by the way, on that. You helped found the company 20-something years ago, didn't you?
I was part of the inception of the company about 20 years ago, and we've grown it to where it is today.
Congratulations. And so you got like a dry dock kind of situation?
No, we don't. We have two piers. We have two 900-foot piers that we bring the ships into. But the Navy has a shipyard here, a huge shipyard owned by the Navy that has a lot of dry docks and graving docks, and we do a lot of work in there as well.
Yeah. So now you're also a volunteer with the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. You're a vice chair of the small business group of Hampton Roads, and you're also very much associated with the Small Business Development Center, which in this area is part of the chamber, as I said. And as I pointed out, I think that's a great model because it gets the people who can help small business owners right there in the neighborhood, right next door, so to speak, to the people who have small businesses, their members, the Chamber of Commerce.
I agree. You know, the center here in the Hampton Roads area was founded in 1990, so you know it's 18 years old, and it is one of four in the state of 29 SBDCs in the state. There's four of them that are associated with chambers, and we're one of those. And you know, our chamber is a regional chamber, which represents the cities and counties around southeastern Virginia. So. Because the SBDC also represents those same or even more cities and counties in this region, it makes sense from a regional standpoint to be associated with the chamber. It's very efficient in the sense that the chamber, which is made up predominantly of small businesses, can avail themselves of the services that the chamber offers in their in their connection with the Small Business Development Center.
There are a lot of wonderful SBDCs all across the country who are domiciled in universities. They're in different places. Maybe some of them are even in strip centers. I think there are a few of them out there like that. But there are a lot of different ways that you can find the SBDC in your area. But I do like the SBD chamber model and that you, like you guys have here. Tell us a little bit about the SBDC locally.
Well, again, like I mentioned, it provides services for 18 cities and counties in this region of southeastern Virginia and the Eastern Shore, as you mentioned, you know, this whole region in the southeastern part of Virginia.
Free counseling for those areas. Free small business counseling for those areas.
We do, and, you know, we have four full-time personnel and five part-time counselors in offices strategically located throughout that region. We've served 9,400 clients since it started.
Wow.
We created a lot of thousands of jobs and have, you know, in my view, I think the main thing that the SBDC does is regionally, it has a tremendous economic impact because, as we all know, you know, the economy is driven by small business, and if we can make small business successful, it just does wonders for the entire region. And
that's
the
SBDC exactly right.
Is really leading that.
Well, it's exactly right. An SBDC, a Small Business Development Center, the whole concept, the whole network. Which is has the Association of Small Business Development Centers as its national group, so to speak, run by Don Wilson. That whole idea, the whole network, is a wonderful example of a partnership between federal, state, and local money and resources and people.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, the funding for our SBDC, is, you know, some of it comes via the Small Business Administration, but a large percentage of it is raised either in cash or in kind locally. All those cities and counties I mentioned understand the importance of the SBDC, and in their budget mm-hmm. every year, they allocate monies to support the SBDC. So I tell you, it is without question, the SBDC is a win-win situation for the region.
We've got to point out, Ron, that one of the reasons for the success of this of the SBDC in this area is its executive director, Jim Carroll.
Without question. I mean, he's the glue that brings it all together, and he's tireless in his efforts in promoting small business and the program. We have so many programs through the SBDC that that he has fostered along with his staff. And you're right, he's the driving force, without question.
Well, he's become a friend of ours, and we've seen him work, and very, very proud of him. He's highly regarded, and by the way, he was an award winner.
He was.
His SBDC was an award winner recently, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and we're very proud of that. And that's a great tribute to Jim and his staff for all the hard work they do.
Right. They received an award at the Chicago ASBDC conference a couple of weeks ago when we all got together there. So I was real proud of him for that. You got people listening all over the country would like to know more about your secret of success here in the Hampton Roads area. What do you think it is?
Well, you know, I think in this day and age of the internet, one thing that we do have, and Jim has been very instrumental in the staff in developing it, we have a very, very good website for the SBDC with an awful lot of online training and online links to very good information for small business owners.
Can you give us that website?
Sure. It's hrsbdc.org.
For Hampton and Roads SBDC, hrsbdc.org.
Right. And there's a wealth of information there, schedules of classes, online training, links to everything you can think of. So, and you can register for all our classes there, and so I think that's a key because you know so many people can go right to the internet and do it. But we also have strategically put offices, staffed offices, with counselors throughout our region.
Right. So the small and by the way, folks, I want to remind you, all that counseling is free. The only time you'll ever be charged is if you take a course, and you'll only be charged the cost of those courses. Hey,
that's
Ron,
correct.
Thanks for being here. Am I going to see you later today? Looking forward to seeing you, Ron, later today. Ron Ritter, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, right back with Dolores Schilling. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.